Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So today on Explain Well, we're talking about this.
Show me the money!
Because we got new money.
We've got new money and we can show you the money. Imagine.
Yeah, you can go to jackarandfm.com and the money is there. We got new banknotes. We got new coins.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
Why, Christelle? Why?
So the South African Reserve Bank has upgraded our banknotes and our coins. And that they're saying this is basically in line with international good practice. It's for better security. Some of the features, so they've changed some of the imaging. But there's also, for example, micro lettering on this new on the new cash.
I just hope that the new money is going to be worth something, because we can have all this great new money, but if it's 22 rand 54 a pound, you know, I can use my old money also to still be poor.
I mean, I was going to say, I appreciate the fact that you've upgraded the security.
Yeah.
But if I was going to photocopy some money, it wouldn't be South African rands.
Correct.
Yeah.
Upgrade the security, but also maybe upgrade the value of said money. I would not be hating on that.
So unfortunately, it doesn't change the value at all. And I actually have a clip here from Reserve Bank Governor Letsetya Ganyahu on the old money. Because you know how sometimes people think, if I now save that money up or keep it somewhere safe, it'll be worth
more. If you save a presidential inauguration 5 rand coin, it'll be worth 1 million rand in 2000.
This would also apply to this. This is what he has to say on that.
Both sets of currency will remain legal tender today into the future. So don't take the old coins and think they are collector's items and think that you can sell them for more at the Reserve Bank.
5 rand is still 5 rand.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it doesn't change the value. 200, so all our notes and coins basically have changed, and that they'll start coming into circulation from tomorrow. But by June, all of us should have at some point interacted with these new coins and the new notes.
Just so that you know, the new notes, they look very much like the old notes.
Mm.
They've still got the same animals on them. They're still in the same colors. They've still got former President Mandela on the other side of them. But there are some new animals on the coins, which is cool. Our 5 rand coin now has a whale on it.
It has a whale. We also, on the 50 cent coin, we have the Nesna Luri.
Nice.
Yeah, we have the Nesna Luri.
That's,
I think,
Olek.
One of the other changes, apart from the whale, we have the Cape Honeybee, which is featured on the 10 cent coin. So there's, a lot more diversity, and they're a little bit brighter. But so you will notice a difference. Both are legal tender. Both will remain legal tender, and both remain the same value. Unfortunately, Roz, I can't do much about the pound exchange rate.
Okay, so we can use them both, but the plan is then to phase out the other ones as the time goes on.
Yeah, eventually. Right. But I mean, the old coins together with the inauguration coin will retain the same value.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to change. You're not going to collect these things, and in 10 years, they're going to be worth a fortune. No, I just think it's, you know, I was looking at the new notes, and you can go and check them out on jackarandfm.com. I don't know if I'm in the minority here. Money, the way it looks, feels very antiquated. You know when people used to do, like, when you got a certificate for Astedford in the 90s and it had all those frilly edges on, and now you look at someone, hands you a document, it's a clean Microsoft Word document on white paper. And the one looks old and the one looks new.
Yeah.
And the money still looks old. And I was just wondering, like, wouldn't it be cool to have some modern money with interesting modern designs on it? You could still keep the animals on it and the president on it, but it doesn't have to look like it was drawn by a, you know, guy making woodblock carvings in 1700.
Look, I just want more of the money, personally.
Amen, Christelle. That is everyone's plea at the moment. So, ons kry more nuwe geld.
Inderdaad.
Where would you get it from first if you wanted to be the first with new money? Probably a bank, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose if you, like, really, really wanted it, the Reserve Bank, the banks would be the first. But they're slowly going to get into circulation and get to all the place where... Look, we also have very few of us actually carry cash these days post-COVID. But yeah, as you transact, you'll be able to get them. But yeah, banks would be your first logical starting point.
Okay. If you want to go and have a look at the new stuff, it is out there.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.